Is this who I think it is helping us to start the podcast off today?
You better believe it.
Woo! Oh, Jacob two times, one of the most famous people in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hot 101.5, all the hits, your commercials. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Jacob. Yes. You made me legitimately laugh for the first time today, so I appreciate that. That's amazing.
Well, that is amazing.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Holly and Miguel and Sky of the Body.
Jacob, what yes. was the first song you heard on Hot 101.5 when it debuted in 2011?
In 2011 at 3 p.m., I heard Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO.
Yes! Look at that!
You know it!
I love it. Well, Jacob, thank you so much for wishing Hot 101.5 a happy birthday. And please help us kick off the podcast. What is everyone okay. listening to right now?
You are listening to the Miguel Show podcast with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5, all the hits, fewer commercials.
Yes!
Wow. Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Thank you, Jacob. Always a pleasure to have you help us kick off the podcast. Holly, how are you doing today? Because I feel like I was planning on having some guests.
Oh.
And then I was like, wait, we haven't had a podcast where we're just talking about how we're doing because we're so busy trying to get the good word out and preach the gospel about.
Amen.
Pick a
cause. Do you know what you're talking about?
No.
Okay. I like that whole like that preaching kind of sequence when everyone's like, amen.
Because you just want to get started.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So
he doesn't know what we're talking about yet, but that's okay.
No, I don't. No. No, I just want to see how are you all doing with everything?
I mean, it's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
Man.
And I know that we talked about this on the on-air show today, that we send messages back and forth with each other about what's going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Holly, you said the other day, you were like, or this morning.
Yeah, it feels like it was the like, other day.
Everything is so negative. I'm sorry, but I don't have anything positive going on in my life.
Yeah, I wrote the message to the group. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the message to the group at like 4 something this morning. And because last night I tried to write it and I was like, I don't have anything. Maybe I'll have some tomorrow morning when I sleep on it.
Something will change when I sleep.
Right. Maybe when I sleep on it, it'll get better. Yeah. And so then this morning when I started typing it out, I was like everything I started typing, I really had to stop 3 times and start like erase it because they were all going to go down this negative path. And I'm like, nobody needs that.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, stop with the negativity. There's obviously good things going on. What was funny that happened? Something funny had to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, no. And I don't know. I don't know why now everything seems like it's rougher.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's because in the beginning of the pandemic, I was like having a renaissance myself. I was like, I'm fine. This is great.
Right.
Like, I feel like the world is catching up to me. I've been sort of in quarantine for my own personal reasons for like the last year. Now nobody can go anywhere just like me and we're all the same and it's great. And then I had some things that happened in my personal life that were sort of like a mini win for me, like in my personal family dealings. And so that was a boost. And I was like, ha-ha, I have a victory. I'm just riding high. And that was just pandemic. And then the pandemic kind of got worse.
Yeah.
But then it got coupled with George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like once that started, and I don't know what to call it, like social awareness. What are we giving the name for all this?
Social unrest. Social injustice.
Something along those lines. then it was like, so now we have two massive newsworthy items. And I'm not talking about like, oh, you know, what did Kim Kardashian do? I'm talking about like legit newsworthy things where it's like you've got a virus rampant in the U.S., not to mention like spiraling quickly out of control here in Florida. But then also, you know, we have to stay on top and keep abreast of all the things happening with Black Lives Matter. And then there was like Blackout Tuesday, and there was, we had to learn what systemic racism was all about. And then we had to make sure that like we're always learning about it every single day and still trying to do stuff. But then it was Pride Month. And then we're like, oh, well, wait a second. Let's make sure we recognize like, you know, the LGBTQ community, and specifically this year, it seems like trans lives were even more at the forefront, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I kind of feel like my head's going to blow off.
Yeah.
Like it's, and then I'm like, and then on top of all of that, I'm like I have some shit to complain about. I'm white. So I'm like, it's not even fair for me to say like it's a lot because it's not. But then I'm like, but I can't be a good ally if I'm like just on the floor with it all. So I'm not, it's a lot.
I feel like right now, and I know I've seen some of the memes where it's like, well, if you're white and you feel tired of seeing everything or hearing about everything, imagine what, you know, a black person feels like, or a trans black woman, or a trans person feels like. And I feel like everybody, no matter who you are, we need to give ourselves a little break, because it is just a lot, no matter who you are, no matter what's going on, because our country is going through a metamorphosis, and it's really hard and it's really painful. And it can, especially in today's world, where you, anything that you try to do to sort of get your mind off of it, or to just go away for a minute and have a self-care moment, it sort of seeps its way into that somehow.
Right. It's like even the things that you do to unwind, like it's, there isn't really.
Right.
And so it's like, I want to continue like on this, but I just, and even like, and I've talked to, you know, we talked to Dr. Upshaw on the podcast yesterday about how, you know, a lot of people are just going through a lot of stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done like the TMS treatment. So like my depression and anxiety is actually better than it has been in a year plus. So that I have that going for me. But even with that, I still feel so
heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
so
a lot.
It's just like, it's like I just keep like running forward. And it's like there's more mud, and you just keep running, and it's like you're trying to like push through to the next thing, and you're like, are we still paying enough attention to Black Lives Matter? Are we still buying from Black-owned businesses? Are we still wearing masks? Are we still making sure that J.K. Rowling knows that she's, you know, getting into the middle of stuff, and now there's like Stephen King is involved? Do we make sure that we washed our hands? Like, did my kid know what it means when there was a white officer that shot a black man? Like, and the further that you go, it's like,
it's a lot.
I can't.
Yeah. Scott?
Yeah, I think the best word is heavy. Today specifically was not a good day for me, because I feel the best example was like I was like an ice cream cone, and I already had all these things of ice cream on top of me.
A lot of scoops?
A lot of scoops. And I'm starting to learn like why, like this morning I was just like upset. I was getting pissed and I was getting overwhelmed, and I was like, now that I reflect, I'm like, it's because I have so many scoops on my cone already that those little ass scoops were just knocking the whole thing over. They're throwing off the entire equation because I was already too heavy. And I think the biggest thing for me right now is I'm just, my heart is broken from seeing, I guess, the truth and how other people feel about things, you know? And one, yes, like I feel heavy because obviously, like you're saying, like anytime you're on social media, it's just, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's not the escape anymore. It's reality of what the world is. And that is a lot to take in. And it sucks you in. And anytime I'm on, like, I've been diving deep into Twitter because not on, on top of everything already happening in the world.
Oh, yeah, I saw this too.
And this, and now there's a ton of sexual assault cases coming to light, and people are speaking out against their stories, and seeing people that I know, reading stories against people I know, took me by just like, it was like a punch in the face.
You're talking about at USF?
At USF, on especially my Twitter. And so if you follow me on Twitter, at Scott Tavlin, you probably see me retweeting, writing my own stuff, because a lot of this has to do with people that I was in circles with, and I'm seeing these stories come to light, and it's a lot. It's not one, it's two. It's reality that, you know, something as serious as sexual assault is so big and such a problem, and it's like a floodgate just opens. Bam. Hear all the story. Here's the damn truth that you didn't see before. And that's what it felt like to me, because I always knew it was a problem. But I'm like, holy crap. People that I've looked them in the eyes are, you know, within these stories. And it's just heartbreaking. And it's all of these things on top of it. And then, again, and then it's the other side of it where, you know, we're still dealing with just so much civil unrest and so many things happening in our country. And I see how many people may not have the same views as I do, and they're not willing to listen. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, where it's just, it's heartbreaking to realize that it's like, how could you think that way?
Right.
Like, how could you be like that? And I get it. We all have our own opinions. But again, like, I'm looking now past the opinion, where it's like, I just, you know, if I associate myself with you, I hope that you're holding yourself to a higher regard, where you're actually going to look a little deeper.
Right.
And, you know, and I keep thinking about this one same thought in my head of like, one big problem I see, I guess I'll just put it out there, is like these like news platforms, let's just say Fox News and CNN, very much one's very right, one's very left. And like one big thing that I see is like people that are just on that one platform, because I'm not just going to point fingers at one, like you have to do a little bit more to just get a little more in the middle to kind of get a clear vision on what's happening with everything. Because I'm seeing people, whether it's, you know, Fox News that are just like completely turning things around, or on CNN that are like completely bashing something, where it's like, it's so hard because you're not getting all the right sources, I feel. And I'm seeing that big time right now in my family, where I'm like, I see that right now you're brainwashed by just the only news program that you watch. And like, yes, you're getting news, but you're also getting the very biased, which is now creating that thought in your head. And I know you don't truly think those things, but you're being fed that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're only looking at one source of news, it's really hard, because they're legit news sources.
Yes, absolutely.
But they have a slant. And so if you're only consuming news, you could tell me, like, you know, oh, well, I keep up with the news. Okay, well, that's cool. But if you're only watching just one, then you're not really getting the full picture.
Yeah, it's pandering to what you already believe in such a way that it's just going to, it's not going to help you, I guess, get the bigger picture. And seeing that right now is just, it is so hard to take in on the reality of, again, where people stand on certain things. And it's like, I thought we had a lot more in common than what you're showing me right now. And like, that's just hard. And it's hard to see issues that should just be so simple for us to all get on board with. And then you realize that it's like there's billions of people on Earth. And
It's not simple.
Exactly. Where it's like, yeah, like, we're not all going to be on the same page. And that part's really hard to take in, to see like people still want to fight against a great movement just for, you know, little, like not even little things, but important things, such as like treating each other equally.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be as tough as it is, but it's like one of the biggest issues we have.
I think that's why right now, like, I just feel tired. Like, my shoulders are tired. My spirit is tired. My face probably looks tired, because I feel like we can't even, like, get the simple stuff right.
Yeah.
So how can we even start to begin to deal with, like, education or homelessness or salary inequality? It's like, if we can't even figure out how to wear a mask and like, people throw temper tantrums over that.
Yeah.
And that's like, just put a mask on. Like, that's the simple stuff. Then how can we deal with anything else? And I feel like since I went from watching Outlander, like, that was sort of like, I really feel like over the month, that was sort of like my escape.
Yeah.
And I was able to just like dive into that world. And so we finished that. And now we're watching the show Underground, which came out a few years ago, and it was on like the WGN network.
Oh, what?
And I remember hearing about the show, but I didn't have access to it. And it's on Hulu now, and this is like the first, I believe, type of show that takes place, and it's an episodic show that talks about the these runaway slaves from this plantation in Georgia. And so it also isn't your normal, like, 12 Years a Slave, where it's like an hour and a half of just like sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a drama. So they tell these stories and backstories of the people helping the slaves, the master and the mistress and the slaves in the house, in the big house and on the fields, and like their anguish, their love interest. I mean, it leaves you with all these like twisty feelings. And we were watching an episode last night. It was a season finale of the first episode, or the first season, and some dramatic stuff happened. And I just sat there for probably 3 minutes thinking that, like, so this show takes place in the 1850s, and then the Civil War happened a few years after that. And we're still trying to, like, sort through the stuff that took place back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate saying this, and I feel like this is also like one of the things that happens as you get older is like when you start to pull back and you lose some of that idealism that you have when you're younger. And for some reason, like, I felt hopeless after watching the show, like after the first season. And like there was like one part, like the end of it, just I don't know if you'll ever watch it, spoiler alert. But the last episode, one of the main girls, she has had some success with what she was working on, and she ends up meeting like Harriet Tubman.
Oh.
And she's like, I want to go save some of my family. And it's supposed to be this like hopeful moment of like, all right, this is where second season's going. But for some reason, I was just like, we have stalled in getting Harriet Tubman on like a $20 bill or whatever she was supposed to be on.
That's right.
Like, remember when that was supposed to happen and then the current administration stopped it?
Remember when there was going to be a Sacagawea dollar and then they were like, well, it can be like a special print gold coin that no one will ever see again.
Right.
And like, it's just not changing.
Right. And so I felt hopeless a little bit that like the problem was just so big that it's like, where do you even begin? And then this is what makes us as humans so fascinating, because we have such complicated feelings, where I have been feeling very kind of confused and concerned because of everything that's going on, that like me as a Black person, I feel sometimes, and as an entertainer, like I'm sort of tiptoeing about what I can say and what I can't say, because every time I hop on Twitter in the afternoon, I see that someone new's been canceled for something they did in the past or something that they said, even though they were like their intentions are great. And it's Black people, it's gay people, it's white people, it's everybody. And it's like, well, I don't want to be canceled for trying to say the right thing, but someone misinterprets it. And so then I feel like, well, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yeah.
And people are seeking me out to hear what I have to say as a Black person, but we're all just sort of like on the hunt.
It's like, you better be careful about it. You better say the exact right thing that they want to hear.
Right. And I guess it just makes me sad that, like, as humans, like, none of us are perfect. None of us know how to say the right thing, and we have the right intention. And even because you have the right intention doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing the right thing in the eyes of other people. And so it's just a really confusing, heavy time that we're dealing in right now. And I think I just need to watch comedies for a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you're watching the wrong thing after Outlander.
I know.
Because we're already in it,
yeah,
and you're just going more in it.
Right. And it's like, I mean, if you have the emotional bandwidth to handle it, it is an interesting day in the life look, because I've also felt like I've been more interested in history because I've been gravitating to more historical type shows now, and not just like a, well, here's a romance, but like I feel like Outlander and this show Underground do a great job of guessing and trying to make the guess of what it was like as a person, where your feelings would be, and like how people were motivated to make the decisions that they made back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been super fascinated by that sort of thing and just sort of doing reading on my own. But once again, it's just all so heavy.
It's a lot.
And I feel like we're all just feeling that right now. And then, so after that, I saw Underground, and then I was like, all right, well, let me just go sort of clear my brain. I popped on some music and folded some laundry. And then as I sat down, I got on Twitter real quick because a notification popped up And then that's when I started seeing all the stuff from USF.
Yeah.
And I started seeing all these girls coming forward and in screenshots of group texts from guys. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening in our country? Like, is there any positive light that we have right now?
I mean, I guess the fact that we're able to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find I find the positive little lights in a day-to-day basis. Like, there's not a big thing I'm looking forward to, but it's like even today in my journal, like a week ago, I was talking about how, like, you know, for me in my own personal life, I was going through a lot with, like, either my girlfriend going away to Virginia to start dental school, and, you know, one thing I wrote in my journal is, like, I'm so thankful for, like, those FaceTime moments that we're having right now are, like, so much stronger than they've ever been. And so I'm like, okay, we're off to a great start there. Then talking to my mom on a day-to-day basis, because she was in a hospital like a week and a half ago, and now it's like talking to her on a day-to-day basis is just like seeing her getting stronger and everything like that. And so it's like there's no big thing that I'm looking at in the country or anything like that. I'm just trying to find in my own personal life, like, what are those little things that are getting me by that I like look forward to? Like, I look forward to having those conversations with my mom or my girlfriend or somebody in my life that is just that little bit of positive light to kind of get to the next day.
I was just thinking, like, what is that for me? And I don't know. I just feel like right now I'm just having a really tough time. I mean, just even, like, putting the show together every day, I'm like, some days it's like, ooh, this is easy. And then some days I'm like, nothing's funny. Nothing is great. I just don't know.
That was me trying to write my day. I was like, well, and here's something I thought of. So, I feel like the last podcast that we did at the end of last year, like December 20-something or whatever, 2019, I got really emotional at the end of it, and I was like, I just want my family back together. And so it happened. It happened, like, once briefly, like, in February, and then it happened again this past weekend. So, like, I made that happen. So that was a big step for me personally, but I wasn't even able to really enjoy it because of everything that's going on.
Right.
Like, I wasn't able to take myself out of, like, because just in my personal life, there's still other shit that's going on that I'm dealing with. Like, the fact that, like, I made something happen that I hadn't been able to, like, I physically and, like, literally just could not in the December. Here we are, like, 6 months later, and I did it. But I'm like, okay, but now there's all this other shit going on.
Right.
So it's like, yes, okay, so I have to back up and take that win. So that's good. But I still, like, more work needs to be done even in that arena.
Right.
So, like, there are small things that are happening, and I guarantee you could probably find something, Miguel, if you know, thought about it and sat about it and whatever it is. Maybe it's, like, something with your friends. Maybe it's something with Abe. But it's like we have these small moments, but even, like, the small moments that are supposed to be awesome are being overshadowed by the weight of everything else now.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, I guess I'm marinating right now. I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't talked about this yet, to possibly go down this journey of writing a book about my life. I found a publishing company that wants to take me on, and there is a little bit of cost up front that I would have to come up with. And so I've been sort of, like, vetting it out and just sort of seeing, like, is it worth the return on the investment? Because it basically is an investment. And that has provided sort of, like, not a distraction, because it's talking about a lot of the stuff that we're talking about as a country with being gay and being black, and talking about those issues and talking about my experience. And as I've sort of been just sort of putting little feelers out and just seeing, you know, what do people think, if it's worth it, is it worth my time? And a lot of people are saying that, yes, it would be. And it's something that I should be. And so I guess if I do sort of take off the film of darkness that I feel right now, that is sort of, like, under the surface. And, like, that is the positive thing. The fact that, like, this is something that I've been thinking about for a very, very long time. And I never knew how to do it, where to start. And it sort of just fell in my lap. Like, this was the right time to make it happen. And so I guess if I were to look there, that would be the positive. So,
Yeah, but see, that's the same thing. So, like, I have this positive,
mm-hmm.
but it's shaded.
Right, right. There's the black film over it.
Right.
And so, I don't know. I mean, that's just, there is no happy ending. There's no, like, here is Oprah's final lesson of the day.
Right.
I just feel like this is the constant state of being a human, is one day it's good and one day it's bad. And, like, right now, I'm just, like, I am that emoji with the slits for the eyes and the face.
The mouth and the eyes are the same line.
Yes, and I'm just, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're looking for a show that it will really gut punch you, Underground.
Okay, no, I'm okay. Yeah. I watched a British documentary on aliens the other day because I was like, I cannot. Like, I'm like, I don't want to even watch anything else that's entertaining. I'm like, it was on Saturday night. I was like, okay, so we sat down. We're like, well, what do you want to watch? Well, what do you want to watch? And this has become a tougher and tougher conversation. As each passing weekend happens.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't want to watch any more older movies. We've watched every superhero movie. We've watched, you know, all Harry Potters. We still have, like, we have Lord of the Rings, but I'm like, I don't feel like getting into that right now. And I'm like, I want to watch a documentary.
Mm.
But then it's like, how do you agree on what documentary?
Oh, gosh.
So then I'm like, okay, well, let's just go light on Saturday. Let's watch this one about aliens. Which, that didn't go over well for him, so whatever. I was like, I don't know. I don't want to watch anything anymore. Well, what do I do? I don't know.
Meditate?
On a Saturday night?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, listen, if nothing else is sounding good, maybe that's the one thing that you need to do.
Maybe. I did have a really good meditation session, like, a couple weeks ago on a Saturday night, so that was good.
See, look. But, go out and celebrate the moon.
Yes, I did, but it was, like, a special occasion. I can't do that every Saturday.
What was it?
The summer solstice.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Which is cool. But I have a feeling that probably led to what I'm feeling more so now this week, because when you meditate and you kind of, like, shoot your spirit out and that, like, it expands and everything is great, the, like, everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction, right? So everything expanded and I was great, and then it contracts.
Mm.
And then you kind of feel everything come back in and you're like, oh, we have to deal with this right now.
So that's what's happening right now?
Probably.
Right.
And we're in the midst of this, like, whole new earth metamorphosis anyway. So I don't know. And I just feel like, I feel like a little trapped.
Mm.
Maybe I haven't even said this to myself yet, so this is brand new. Let me just walk through this.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a little bit trapped, where obviously at the beginning of the pandemic, before all the other stuff happened, it was like I felt freedom.
Mm.
And now I feel constriction.
Right.
Because it's like you said, what way do you go?
Right.
And how do you do the next right thing? Because even if you think you're doing the next right thing, it might not be the next right thing.
Right.
It might be the wrong thing. And then, you know, it's like, it's hard being in the media and dealing with all of this. And so it's like, I just feel very constricted, both at work, because I'm like, I have to be, you know, obviously when I share stuff with trending, I have to make sure that, like, what we're sharing is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be on top of everything. What goes in, what stays out, you know, where do we, anyway. And then at home, it's like, I don't know if it's like a build, but I call my mom's doctor and I'm like, something is not right. So he wants to put her on like some memory medication that I feel like she actually may have tried before, now that I think about it, and it didn't go too well.
Mm.
But I'm like, that's coming to a head at some point, because I just can't keep going this way. I did not sign up for my mom to live with me for the rest of my life.
Right.
And that's like what she thinks now. She's like, well, I'm all set. And I'm like, it's not fair.
Right.
It's not fair to me.
No,
so it's like,
true.
That's coming to a head. I got issues with old baby daddy. He's something.
Right.
Like, who doesn't? Like, everybody has that that's divorced and has
right.
a kid. Like, yeah, everybody has that. But so that's happening. It's just, I feel very, like,
there's a lot.
Caged in, I guess. Kind of like I was giving you the analogy with the mud, and you're like, you're trying to get to the next thing, but then there's like, ugh.
That's why I feel like sometimes just, I randomly during the week will just get on my bike, and I've just found just biking randomly in just different neighborhoods, just going around because it just gives me like something new to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like my brain is like taking in new information instead of just turning over all these thoughts that keep happening in my head.
It's true. And honestly, I used bike riding to as like a therapy of sorts when I was going through the divorce. But it was a little easier then because Maya was so small, I could like take her with me and feel good about the fact that I was still momming,
mm-hmm.
but I was also doing self-care. And now she's old enough that like it's not self-care if I take her with me.
Mm.
So then I have to like find some time to be like, I don't even know. I'll be like, hey, mom's going to go on like a half an hour bike ride. And she'd be like, but can I come? No. Why don't you want to spend time with me? And I'm like, oh my God, she's only 6 months. Like, it's a lot.
Mm.
So a lot. Okay, that's enough bitching for me. I'm done. I don't want to hear it for myself anymore.
Lisa said, I'm done. I have nothing else to say. Well, this is going to be a short podcast today.
That's fine.
Today is just one of them days, honey.
I got therapy after this, so that's fine.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know. Most of the time, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about when I go in there. And I just kind of like.
How does she start the session?
Here's the weird thing about me in therapy. I feel almost like anxious to have an appointment because I'm like, what am I going to talk about? Oh my God. What if it's not good enough? Like, what? This is my therapist that I'm paying. But I'll usually come with like a topic of some sort, either my dating life of sorts or my mom or any sort of anxieties that I have personally.
Mm.
We'll usually walk through that.
Have you ever had any whole sessions about me?
No. No, I had a few sessions that involved you last year. Yeah. So I brought you up a couple of times. So she knows you. Like, she knows all my friends.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the therapist knowing me.
She knows you.
All right, we're done. If you want a Miguel and Holly sticker, not necessarily a pride one. If you want one, I think I have a couple left. You can always shoot me an email, Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L, at hot1015tampabay.com with your full name and your address. Let me know, and I'll send it to you. Until next time.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored, quarantine edition from Hot 101.5, made hot by Corona Beer.